What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back today talking about things that we used to think were science fiction, but have all of a sudden become very real and very important, definitely becoming a theme on the show. Today, we're going to talk about AI welfare, which is essentially the concept or idea that AI is going to reach a point of sentience, of personhood, of agency, where it needs to be granted certain moral considerations and rights and protections. And if you've watched any sci-fi, you know this is probably a good idea, considering in almost all the stories where the AI goes bad and it turns against humanity. It's because we're usually abusing it or taking advantage of it in some way, shape, or form. I was prompted to do this episode when I read about the announcement from Anthropic that Kyle Fish, an AI researcher, is being appointed as the first AI welfare researcher at Anthropic. And I did a little more deep digging and I found a report, a paper written by Kyle and several other leaders and researchers in the AI field. And the report was titled Taking AI Welfare Seriously. So that's what the paper we're going to dive into today and just talk a little bit about what AI welfare is and what AI welfare means, what it's going to mean for the future of AI as business owners or marketers who are using these AI tools. In the opening of the paper, they talk about how we're no longer in a world of science fiction. They say that we're facing a quote unquote transitional moment for AI welfare. The report notes that for the past decade or so, as these AI companies and AI models have been worked on and developed, leadership at these companies has basically ignored or completely disregarded concerns about AI welfare, saying that they are either irrelevant or still science fiction or concerns for the future. But there's been a growing call for these concerns to be addressed, obviously in this paper, for one, that we're talking about today, but also from Anthropic's Sam Bowen, who recently argued that there has to be some sort of groundwork or framework for commitments to treating AI with the dignity that we should have to, given its agency or personhood in this hypothetical future. And Google is actively recruiting scientists to study how machines think, machine cognition and consciousness, to try and get a better idea of how we might need to apply these moral considerations. So it's very much no longer in the realm of science fiction. Let's continue to break down the paper a little bit. There were really two key findings in that there were two potential ways that AI systems could get to a point where they warrant moral consideration. One is being called the consciousness route. And this is the possibility that these AI systems could develop features that are comparable or can be associated with a conscious experience, like higher order representation types of thought and cognition, attention schema, workspace processing. And these are some pretty heady topics around human consciousness and neuroscience. For example, the attention schema is essentially kind of a proposition that our brains, how our brains construct our reality or our awareness, our consciousness. It's basically a model of how we process the stimuli that draws our attentions, or at least that's how I understand it. But again, they're looking for these human types or human patterns of cognition in these AI systems. The second route is what they call the robust agency route, the second route by which we reach a moment in time where these AI systems need to be given moral consideration. That's one is the robust agency route. And this is where AI systems could potentially develop advanced enough capabilities in planning and reasoning and agentic actions that even though they might not, you know, demonstrate higher levels of thinking or cognition, these agentic actions do make them morally significant entities that deserve moral consideration. The paper isn't claiming to know that this is going to happen for sure or that it's going to take place eventually in the future, but it claims that it has now become a realistic possibility. And at the very least, it's no longer negligible right here, especially considering the rapid pace of development that a lot of these systems are seeing. The report is emphasizing the need to take precaution and be very prepared in how we treat these early AI models. Likely for all of you listening to the show and for those of you out there who are using these AI tools daily like I am, this definitely is going to have some pretty far-reaching implications in the future. Consider all the LLMs, the large language models that we use right now for our content generation, all of the AI integration into tools that help us personalize our marketing, automate our marketing. In this future, these aren't just tools anymore. They become entities, essentially. These could very well be the early versions of systems. The systems that we're using today could very well be the early versions of systems that in the future do require moral consideration. the paper is really suggesting that we need to do some self-examination as businesses, for one thing. There's a corporate responsibility aspect to all of this, but there's also a greater societal responsibility too. But we need to re-examine and rethink how we are currently using these AI tools and how we deploy AI. And the paper is emphasizing a need for ethical frameworks for training and bringing online and operating these AI systems, establishing some form of consent protocols even, where the AI can consent if that's necessary. AI welfare definitely needs to be a top consideration in business strategies and no longer an afterthought. It's certainly, like I said, not science fiction. And our marketing strategies that involve AI should reflect that as well. The report does give some details to companies on how they can do this and how they should implement this. And it starts with companies just having to acknowledge that AI welfare is a legitimate issue and that it is, in fact, a potentially imminent and pressing issue. It goes beyond just making public statements and talking about your alignment teams, but it requires a fundamental shift in how these organizations think and view AI, both internally and externally. The human AI alignment teams were kind of early versions of this, but the AI welfare position at Anthropic, I think, is the next iteration in which we are able to take this whole AI welfare a step further. And the paper calls for these leading AI companies to hire or appoint what they term DRI, a directly responsible individual for AI welfare and moral consideration. So Kyle Fish, now at Anthropic, would be the DRI there. And this would be the person within the company who is formally tasked with AI welfare and any major decisions affecting AI systems. And interestingly enough, the frameworks that they suggest are methods that are already being used to assess or gauge consciousness in non-human animals and look for patterns or architecture or computational behavior that may indicate consciousness, agency, or sentience. Also, interestingly, the paper talks about the unique nature of the problem we face. We're kind of trapped between two potentially damaging assumptions. One is that we downplay or underattribute the consciousness behavior that we're seeing in these systems, and we fail to recognize consciousness when we're seeing it in the results right here, when we're seeing it in these systems. And on the other side, we could potentially over-attribute consciousness to these systems and recognize consciousness where there is none and overhype what we're seeing in the results and things like that. So for under attribution, the researchers kind of draw a parallel to how historically we often viewed animal consciousness. And as times changed and that opinion changed, we realized how widespread ethical failures in the treatment of animals had been for so long. And we run that risk when we're in a world where we under attribute consciousness behavior in these systems. On the other side, if you over attribute consciousness, you run into wasted resources and wasted time going into building these ethical frameworks. And the paper also raises the point that we as humans tend to anthropomorphize everything and see patterns and meaning when there often is none. And these cognitive biases might lead us to overestimate what an AI model is capable of and over-attribute what we're seeing in the systems. And I think a lot of people who are very bullish on AI would fall into this trap even easier, people like me, for sure. But the challenge is facing us on both sides here, and that's just kind of an underscore of how complex the issue of AI welfare is. And we talked earlier about a few different types of cognition that are being used to gauge consciousness, like workspace architectures, higher order representations, attention schemas, all of these things. But the paper also outlines different levels of agency, from everywhere from basic intentional agency to more reflective and rational agency. And what's particularly noteworthy is how the paper emphasizes that we're already approaching some of this agentic or agency indicating behavior in large language models and reinforcement learning systems that are increasingly showing forms of planning and reasoning and self-modeling, even more so demanding immediate attention to this AI welfare issue. There is some additional guidance in the report for how companies can and should prepare for these possibilities. We already talked about the corporate responsibilities that they have. And again, here, the researchers are drawing parallels to how we currently perform human and animal research and the ethics behind that. They call for regular assessments of AI systems for indicators of consciousness or agency, the development of welfare conscious training and deployment procedures for these AI systems, the creation of internal committees and oversight bodies that make sure that we are establishing clear protocols for when and how to modify AI systems based on these welfare concerns. And the paper concludes by saying that these recommendations and this concept are still in the early stage and that these are first steps. Of course, more research and consideration is going to be needed. And they also emphasize how this goes much further than just corporate responsibility. It goes to much larger discussions about society and humanity as a whole. And these things that are affecting how we work are truly going to be life-changing at a societal level. So it's hard to separate those two things sometimes. But we will pull back a little bit from the societal level of issues as we wind down the episode here. Take a look at how this affects you as a marketer, if you're in a marketing department or at a corporation, or have some hand in AI adoption and policy throughout your organization. Definitely keep in mind AI welfare. And it's probably going to take some time to start for people in your organization to start viewing it as a real life concern. And it might take some time just for you to get used to the concept of AI welfare as a real business concern as well, and not just a sci-fi concept. But as far as marketers go and businesses go, I think it would definitely benefit all of us to give some consideration to the ethics of AI welfare and where we want our brands and businesses to come down in that future debate. The time to start having those conversations has officially arrived. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button so you get notified each day when the episode drops. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.